Welcome to the Health Insurance Basics audio chapter. In this chapter, we are going to do a quick overview of key concepts and terms from the chapter. Types of health insurance. Disability income insurance provides benefits for loss of income resulting from accidental injury or sickness preventing the covered person from being able to work. The benefit is based on a percentage of the insured's income. Medical expense insurance provides benefits for the cost of medical treatment, doctor's fees, hospitalization, and other medical costs due to accidental injury or sickness. Limited policies are specialized to provide specific benefits such as accidental death and dismemberment, AD&D, travel accident, vision, and dental insurance. Now let's briefly go through some different issues in health insurance. Fee-for-service basis versus prepaid basis. Medical expense plans may pay healthcare providers based on a fee for each service they provide for each covered person or a fixed dollar amount regardless of how many patients they treat. Specified limited coverage versus comprehensive care. Health insurance plans may be specified or limited coverage such as vision plans, cancer coverage, or AD&D policies. Comprehensive policies provide broad coverage for accident and sickness like HMOs. Benefit schedule versus usual, reasonable, and customary charges. Medical expense plans may pay benefits on a schedule with a fixed amount for the procedure or treatment. Other plans may utilize the usual, reasonable, and customary charge method, where the insurer pays an amount based on the average charges in that geographic area. Any provider versus limited choice of providers. Some plans limit coverage of services to certain lists of physicians and facilities provided to the insured. Other plans allow the insured to choose any medical provider. Limited choice of providers is more common. However, the insured is not limited to the provider list in emergency situations. Insureds versus subscribers or participant members. The term insured refers to individuals covered by non-prepaid health plans. The term subscriber or participant member refers to individuals on prepaid or service plans. Private versus government. Health insurance is provided by private commercial carriers and the government. Health insurance providers by the government is also referred to as social insurance and includes programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and TRICARE. Individual, group, franchise, and blanket. Health insurance can be written individually or on a group basis. Most insurance is offered through employer-sponsored group plans because it is often more affordable than individual coverage. Franchise insurance provides coverage for small groups that are not large enough to apply for group coverage. Blanket plans insure a group of individuals for the same activity and the number of participants changes. Several types of health insurers are commercial, service providers, and managed care. Commercial insurers typically pay on a reimbursement basis, where the insured pays the provider and the insurer reimburses the insured. Service providers pay on a service basis, where the insurer pays the provider instead of the insured. Service providers contract with providers and subscribers. Managed care plans focus on reducing costs by requiring second surgical opinions or pre-certification of services to prevent unnecessary or overuse of services. Managed care includes HMOs, PPOs, and POS plans. Some types of employer-administrated plans are self-funded, 501c9, small employer plans, cafeteria plans, multiple employment trusts or METs, and multiple employer welfare arrangements or MEWAs. Savings plans allow individuals to contribute pre-tax dollars to accounts that pay or reimburse the medical expenses of the person. These include HSAs, FSAs, HRAs, and CDHPs. Workmen's compensation is provided by employers to cover accident or illness of employees as a result of employment. Workmen's compensation benefits include medical benefits until the condition is treated or cured, weekly disability income, one-time death benefit, and rehabilitation benefits including physical and occupational therapy. That's it for this chapter. I want to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only an overview. Good luck!